The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
Time for your first date follow up. I just took a drink of water and I'm coughing like crazy.
Dying.
And now my eyes are tearing up.
Aw.
Not because I'm sad that Meg is on the phone and not getting a call back from a guy named Nathan, but because I took a drink of water and I'm coughing on it. And Meg is on the phone because she emailed us for a first date follow up. And apparently she met a guy named Nathan at a car wash of all places. Meg, okay. You met him at the car wash?
Hey, yeah.
Were you in a bikini?
I wish. No, I mean, he's really, really hot. Believe it or not, it was the real world finally. And I came to his car wash and I was like, wow, this guy's just standing right there.
It's
and
his car
really,
wash?
Really hot.
Or was he just there?
But he works there.
Has anyone ever met a car wash attendant and wanted to date them? I don't know. Just like most of the dudes I see working at the car wash, they're grimy. And they're, yeah. I mean, he must be super hot.
No, he was very, very hot. That's why I was like, oh, I don't really date people in the car wash, but he was really, really hot and he clearly had his shit together. And
I like it though, because it's like organic, like it's an organic way. Normally it's like people meet people on Tinder or Hinge or whatever.
Yeah.
So did you approach him?
I did. It was weird. I was like, you know what? I'm lonely. Like, let me just see how this goes. And
then before you approached him, did he notice you at all?
He did.
Oh,
he did. He was kind of like giving me the eyes a little bit. And I was like, okay, maybe this is it. You know, so I started talking and then he got my number and we went on a date.
Where'd you go? What'd you do? Who'd you see? How'd it go?
Well, we went to the park and then we just like had coffee and chatted for a bit. And then like the intent was to go to dinner afterwards, you know?
The intent?
Yeah. What do you mean the intent? Did you not go to dinner?
No, we didn't. Just ended up at my place.
Meg, you put dessert before dinner.
Oops.
You were going to go to dinner, and then it was like, no, let's just go back to your house first. And
he was just so charming, and I really like him. Like, I'm not in love or anything like that, but he's just so nice.
How long before you guys went on your date after you met him?
Like 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours. You guys went on the same day?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys went to your house, and how did that go?
I don't know. I didn't clean up my house at all. Like, it was kind of a mess, but I didn't think anybody was going to come back.
So you think that because your house was messy is the reason why he might not be calling you back?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
But, I mean, he's a car wash guy, so I doubt he cares.
I know, and guys typically don't care.
No, he cleans car. He
there
cleans for a living,
do.
Though. He just cleans for a living.
There are some guys who are very particular,
are.
Which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so you think he might not be calling you back because your house is dirty. That's the only thing you can think of?
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I didn't think the physical attraction was a problem at all. And, I mean, he did say a comment about my underwear and
what kind of underwear were you wearing?
Just not the most cutest underwear in the world, but he wasn't really stoked about that. But
aww.
It was a laundry day, you know, like, yeah. I don't know.
You had on the high-waisted granny panties cotton, probably.
I mean, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, you get out of like two pairs of underwear or panties or whatever you want to call them. I don't wear them, so I don't know what to call them. And they're like not the cutest.
Yeah, you know? Like parachute pants.
Right.
I mean, I don't think I can't imagine him caring about that.
No,
so
probably not. I mean,
not unless he thinks that you wear them all the time.
Yeah, that would be weird,
too. Did you tell them that it was laundry day?
No. Yeah. I mean, I did. I said that. And
okay.
I was embarrassed, but. Other than that, I mean, I think it went really great. Like, it was amazing from my standpoint. I don't know.
How long has it been since you've seen him?
It's been like a week, I would say.
A week. And has he texted you at all after that or nothing? You've heard nothing?
No.
All right.
Well, I'm curious as to why.
Me too.
What happened?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Now I'm self-conscious.
About what?
My underwear.
Why?
I've got cotton granny panties on today.
No, you don't, because I buy your underwear, and I've never bought you those, and I've never seen you in them. Also, I'm your wife, and I should know that, in case you don't know.
In case you don't know, that's why Alex buys my underwear.
But also, you know, something that I did notice with you is you used to go commando like me, but now you actually wear underwear every single day because I do your laundry, and I didn't realize that, but it's been like that for a while.
It doesn't have to do with the laundry. It doesn't have to do with the laundry.
Why the change then?
I'll get into it off the air. Why?
Okay.
What?
That sounds disgusting.
I'm sad for you.
Why?
That you have to wear underwear.
That's not sad.
For some reason.
I like going commando, but then at a certain point, I don't know, I just started wearing underwear.
That's
bizarre. Then I noticed something about myself that I don't want to get into right now because it's the first date follow-up.
I think I know.
What?
Skid marks.
No.
I have three things in my head, but we're not going to go over them right now.
Look, okay, sometimes when you get older, certain things sag a little more, and it's nice to have support. Okay?
Keeps them up.
I like the support.
Evan doesn't know what that feels
like. No, I know. Wait, Evan, just wait.
I haven't even dropped yet.
One day, you're going to wear underwear, and you're going to be like, oh, this is nice. This is okay.
He's still hanging on to his mom.
Yeah. Everything's in place.
Everything is in place right now.
So it's really nice. Anyway, on the phone, I said that because on the phone with us is Meg, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Nathan. They actually met at the car wash. She was getting her car washed. He was a car wash attendant. She thought he was hot. He thought she was hot. They exchanged numbers, went out to coffee, had full intention of going to get some dinner, but dinner didn't happen. They just went back to her place and then bam.
And they had dinner.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and then after that, he hasn't called her back. She thinks the two reasons that he might not be calling back are, one, her place was dirty. The other one, it was laundry day and she wasn't wearing the best underwear. Mm-hmm. All right, Meg, anything else you want to say before we call him?
Yeah, let's find out. I'm like nervous.
Okay. I'm going to dial his phone number right now.
Okay. We'll do our best.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Nathan, please?
Yeah, this is Nate.
Nate, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
My name is Alex.
My name is Evan.
And the Jubal Show is a radio program.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah. Program.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Do you listen to the show?
From time to time. I'm just curious why you're calling me, though.
This is a first date follow-up. So you went out on a date with someone, and now you're not calling them back, and then they emailed us to get you on the phone and ask why.
This is Sarah.
No, this is not about Sarah.
The thing is, I didn't text Sarah back in a few days.
Okay, hold on. Okay, foot in mouth. Foot in mouth.
Nathan.
Yep.
Let's think about other options. Okay. Yep.
Anyone else come to mind?
Well, she's the girl I'm sort of seeing. I really like her.
Oh, you're sort of seeing her?
So you and Sarah together?
Yeah. I met her last week, and we really hit it off, and, you know, it's sort of like, it's just casual at the moment.
But then you stopped calling her?
I felt like I'd been blowing her off. We've been in contact.
Okay.
You just forgot to call her back.
Okay, well, I tell you that it's not about Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which should worry you.
Oh, shit. Is this Meg?
This is about Meg.
This is about Meg, yes.
It's about Meg.
Ding.
Okay. Meg is a girl I want to date with. But look, listen, we hooked up unexpectedly, all right? But, I wasn't going to turn it down, you know what I'm saying? She seemed like a nice girl.
Oh, you just used her.
Well, I went to coffee. We hooked up. It was just like in the afternoon. But I had a dinner date with Sarah that night, so. Well, I mean, Meg was like a hookup that was totally unplanned, but I just, I didn't hook up with her. I just liked her. What?
I can't believe this.
What is that? What's going on?
I did not see this coming.
Meg?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is Meg. Meg's actually on the phone listening.
Uh-oh.
And wanted to talk to you.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, Meg.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh God, I totally forgot she was on the phone.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That'll happen.
Like always.
Silly Nathan. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were thinking about Sarah. That's understandable.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Meg. I just didn't know what to say. I figured you...
All you have to say is like, hey, I'm not interested, and just move on, you know?
Or I have another woman.
It's easy to like just send a text to somebody so they're not wondering. Because you don't owe her anything else, you know?
I mean, honestly, you could have said something. You could have texted. You could have just been like, hey, like, I'm sorry I met someone. I don't know. I would have understood. Like, this is so, I don't even know.
Well, I mean, honestly, I figured you probably just had other dates and guys that are lined up too,
what?
You know?
Why would you think that?
Because we hooked up in like a minute. So I sort of assumed you're sort of a get around and you wouldn't even be thinking about me.
Well, I mean, you did.
Kidding. That is so mean. Why would you, just because I wanted to, because I'm not seeing someone right now and I want to hook up, that I'm immediately a whore.
Yeah, come on. Dudes do it all the time.
Yeah, that's not what, I'm saying, like, hey, man, even if a guy does that, like, still the same thing. Like, obviously, if you meet a, I was going to say gas station attendant, but let's go with gas station again. Sir, if I met a gas station attendant and I hooked up with them right there in the gas station, they might be thinking, like, this dude hooks up with gas station attendants all the time.
Yeah.
And that's a past I don't talk about anymore. But anyway, it's, I mean, that's what happened. So I can understand how you would think, like, you're probably dating other people too. I could see that. Also, doesn't mean that, yeah, it doesn't mean that you get around a lot. It means that she wanted to get around with you.
All right. Well, look, my bad, you know? I mean, you know?
I thought you were a nice guy. I'm honestly shocked right now. Like, even with you saying that, that is just, wow. Okay.
Well, let's see, because, you know, he's not with Sarah, so... Nathan, would you like to go out with Meg again on another date? We'll pay for it.
Absolutely not.
No, I was asking Nathan.
Yeah, you wish.
I was asking Nathan, Meg.
No, I know that you were, but I'm saying no. Oh. Absolutely not.
I love how the tables turn.
Yeah, she's gone off the idea now.
All right, Nathan. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get another date, even though I don't think you wanted one. And Meg, I'm sorry that Nathan was...
Yeah.
Nathan's seeing Sarah now, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't work out with Sarah, maybe we could go on a date then.
No.
Probably not.
Nathan.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. You wish. You know what? I did find some of your friends on Instagram.
Oh.
Pretty hot, so maybe I'll sample his friend group.
Get it, girl.
There you go,
Meg. Get it, girl.
Yeah,
find the hottest one.
Yeah. There's the doesn't sleep around part, right?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, just never with you again. That's true.
Good luck with Sarah.
The Jubal Show on demand.